Hello again, Nigel Ogden here with another edition of The Organist Encores, and it's good to have your company for the next half hour or so. More offerings from my pretty extensive archive coming up, and they all fall into the once heard on the airwaves category, with one notable exception which we'll come to very shortly. Well, to get the music underway on this occasion, the sounds of what was generally acknowledged to be one of the finest Compton organs ever installed in a cinema, the four-manual ten-rank instrument which used to entertain the patrons of the Ritz Cinema in Belfast. Providing that entertainment between 1952 and 1959 was an extremely fine player in the form of Stanley Wiley, who was frequently heard on the airwaves, and began one of his programmes with this lively number called El Cicada. Cicada, superbly played by Stanley Wiley on the Ritz Belfast Compton. And although one or two ranks of pipes from it survived and are playing on other instruments, how tragic it was that the bulk of this magnificent instrument was destroyed in 1972 when floodwater entered the understage organ chambers. Well, no such horror stories for London's Empire's Leicester Square Wurlitzer, which, as I'm sure all British theatre organ enthusiasts know, was rescued by Len Rawl and his father Les, and came back to life in Len's purpose-built home in Chorleywood, where it provided much enjoyment for almost twice as long as it was in the cinema. Well, here's that non-broadcast item which I mentioned. Before the Empire Wurlitzer was removed, George Blackmore made some recordings there which I think were intended for release on LP. Anyway, for whatever reason, that never happened, but here's one of those tracks in the form of Calcutta. Thank you. George Blackmore playing Calcutta on the Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer shortly before the organ's removal. Well, back to the broadcast items now, and a couple of tracks from the 70s, with Blackpool being very much the theme. First of all, we hear the original Mr. Blackpool, Reginald Dixon, meeting up again with the 10 ranks of pipes which formed the original organ he first played when he went to the Tower Ballroom in 1930. After he'd retired from the Tower in 1970, Reg did a lot of broadcasting from the BBC's Playhouse Studios in Manchester, playing the enlarged instrument which had come from Blackpool's Empress Ballroom. Well, here's one of his typical three-tune medleys. Reginald Dixon at the BBC Playhouse Wurlitzer, You Were Meant For Me, Manhattan, and You Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. Well, from Blackpool connections to the resort itself and the wonderful 85-year-old Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer, which is still going strong, albeit not just at the moment, of course. Ernest Broadbent succeeded Reginald Dixon as resident organist there, and in April 1975 he was heard on the air playing this selection of ballet music. The finale from The Dance of the Hours, ending that selection of ballet music from Ernest Broadbent at the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Now, in my last programme, I played you a complete edition of one of the many Midland Console programmes which were broadcast in the 1950s and 60s. Well, here's an individual item from another of those programmes. This one featured Brian Rodwell at the Compton organ of the Gaumont Coventry, and this is his excellent arrangement of a novelty item called Pop Gun Patrol. Thank you. Brian Rodwell playing Pop Gun Patrol on the Gaumont Coventry Compton on the 16th of September 1960. Now, these next two tracks feature two more very fine musicians, father and son Charles and Harold Smart. They both did an immense amount of work for the BBC on all sorts of varying programmes. However, this next item simply comes from one of Charles Smart's many half-hour solo programmes on the BBC's Moller Theatre organ in the mid-1950s. Now, I've always thought it must take quite a bit of courage to decide to include Zez Confrey's Dizzy Fingers in a live broadcast, but of course there was no problem at all, as you're about to hear. Fingers from the very accomplished Mr. Charles Smart. Now, although his famous son Harold became associated with the world of electronic instruments for the majority of his career, he did quite a number of theatre organ broadcasts in his early days, and we're about to hear him at the same instrument, namely the BBC theatre organ. However, just before we do, I hope you'll enjoy a little story concerning the Smarts' signature tunes which they used for their solo theatre organ broadcasts. I visited Charles at home to record an interview for his 90th birthday in 1987. Now, during the afternoon, I needed to make myself comfortable and was very surprised to discover on the inside of the toilet door a few very artistically sketched bars of music. Needless to say, I mentioned what I'd seen to Charles, who then proceeded to provide me with the background story, and here he is explaining things in his delightful soft Wiltshire accent.
Well, on the half-an-hour recitals, I started off with, please, a Bing Crosby number. And if anybody listening at the end of the half-an-hour, I played, thanks. Then my late son Harold, he had a young man's signature tune, Let Yourself Go. And I was brooding one day, and I thought, now, these would make a very nice text for all human beings. I arranged this. And an organist friend of mine put the first few bars on the little door inside the smallest room of the house. Please, let yourself go. Thanks.
Thank you.
Harold Smart at the BBC Theatre Organ playing his signature tune Let Yourself Go, followed by a piece which was completely unknown to me, I'm afraid, so on this occasion I can't tell you the title. Hope you enjoyed it anyway. Well, our finale this time features another item broadcast on the BBC Moller on the 25th of September 1956. It's played by someone whose name has been largely forgotten these days, former ABC organist Harold Nash, two of his bass theatres being the Regal Harrogate and the Savoy Northampton. Well, he certainly knew what he was doing, as you can hear in this performance of a march called The Wing Commander by Herbert Jordan. The Wing Commander, as played by Harold Nash on the BBC Theatre Organ. And that concludes things for this time, I'm afraid. I hope you've enjoyed those revivals from the far distant airwaves, and that you can join me again for a festive mixture on the 17th of December. In the meantime, full details of what you'd heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores, and I hope you'll be able to join Damon again next time. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening, and bye-bye.